Health Buzz with Dr. Jim Keeney at www.jim.md.
What if we could give you a flu vaccine that would protect against multiple strains of influenza? Even if the protection was not perfect or complete, the advantage could be that death and serious illness could be avoided in those years when the annual vaccine misses the mark and is not a perfect match to the circulating flu. Of course, that would mean that pandemic flu occurring when new strains suddenly appear, those could be averted. Welcome to the Health Buzz podcast, your only source for prescription strength health information. I'm Dr. Jim Keeney, and today I'm talking to Dr. Robert Belshi, a professor of medicine and pediatrics at the St. Louis University Medical Center and the director of the St. Louis University Center for Vaccine Development. Dr. Belshi has a meeting to get to present this exciting data, so we're just going to jump right in. Welcome, Dr. Belshi, and thank you for joining us today. Can you tell me about this vaccine? Your group has developed? Does this actually protect against multiple strains of influenza? Could a vaccine like this prevent pandemic flu similar to the swine flu that we are all so concerned about right now?
Yes, that's right. It was actually developed by Merck, and we did the initial clinical trials at St. Louis University. The design of the vaccine uses common or shared components of all human influenza viruses. The idea would be that we could immunize with this vaccine. It would last for several years. It wouldn't replace the existing seasonal flu, but it would be supplemental to it. Because what we know about this vaccine in animal trials is that the vaccine protects the animals from death from lethal influenza, but it doesn't protect them from a more mild infection, so it modifies the severity of disease. But it does share common antigens across all human influenza viruses. Now, it would also have to be modified somewhat if we were to cover swine flu or bird flu, but the proof of concept was quite strong in that we got really good antibody responses in volunteers who received the vaccine.
So this vaccine would kind of be a background vaccine that's received by everyone ahead of time, and it doesn't actually cover the specific seasonal flu. Is that because the antigen response isn't quite as strong when you're not dealing with those variable antigens that you see on different strains?
Well, that's right. The antibody response to the vaccine is directed against the shared antigens. And we know that the type-specific antibodies against the hemagglutinin are what protect us from infection. But what these antibodies do to the vaccine, the common antigen vaccine, is it modifies the severity of disease, so it makes it more mild.
Your research is very exciting right now, especially with this background news story of swine flu. What are your thoughts when you hear what's going on in the news right now, and especially regarding the potential need for a vaccine and the potential development and time frame of development for a swine flu vaccine?
So the disturbing thing about the current outbreak is the spread from animals to humans, and now human-to-human spread. We've seen recurrent small outbreaks of bird flu and isolates from other animals, including swine viruses, in the past 15 or 20 years. We fairly regularly see a few cases, but nearly always those patients have been infected directly from animals. The thing that's new here with the current swine outbreak is it's passing person to person. In this country, it does seem to be a relatively typical flu. In fact, it might even be even a little more mild than the usual flu. And so that's good news. What we don't know is, will the virus peter out over the summer, or will it continue with low-level spread, and then we get next winter, we get a big epidemic? And so nobody will know, can't predict what's going to happen, but those are some of the concerns.
And if they do need a vaccine, do we have that time to develop the annual vaccine and give that out maybe in the same course as we would normally give out the annual flu vaccine?
Well, you're right. We do know how to make influenza vaccines, including vaccines against swine flu. The time is getting pretty short. It typically takes 4 to 6 months to produce vaccine and get it to the public. How that's going to happen and whether the timelines can be compressed at all is, I'm sure, a lot of discussions going on right now between vaccine manufacturers and the FDA and the CDC to see what can be done in a short time frame.
I know you have a meeting to get to, Dr. Belshi, to present this exciting data that you have. So I very much appreciate your time and thank you for talking with us today.
Enjoy talking with you, Jim.
I'm Dr. Jim Keeney. You've been listening to the Health Buzz podcast, your only source for prescription strength health information. Be sure to visit our website at www.jim.md, featuring on-demand podcasts of our entire library of health topics. For comments and questions, please email me at mail@jim.md. Don't forget to sign up for the free podcast by clicking on the link in the upper right-hand corner of the webpage. And thank you for listening. Tell a friend, it could save their life, especially if this swine flu really gets bad.